All right, are we ready to begin our phenology talkbacks?
I think so. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first phenology talkback comes from the kids up in Virginia.
Stella,
Ada,
Sonia,
Eli,
Abel,
Jimmy.
Reporting from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota on October 9th, 2024. Orion nosed two deer. One was full grown and the other small but didn't have spots like to fawn. We think he was an adolescent deer that had lost its spots. And while he was grouse hunting, he saw around 20 grouse, more than he and his dad had ever seen in a weekend.
Grayson saw two deer cross the street in Virginia near the Dollar General. They are usually in town. Sonia, Stella, and Eloise have also been seeing a lot of deer crossing the roads in the country.
Stella noticed an abundance of dead bees from their family honeybee hive.
Adam noticed there are still a few robins in his yard. Eloise saw one on the road, too.
Lucy noticed freezing temperatures on the thermometer for the first time this fall, Tuesday morning, October 8th. And Genevieve also noticed frost on the ground that morning.
Miss K woke up to her truck horn honking in the middle of the night on October 8th and found a bear ripping the window open. It shattered the window and got inside the truck to eat her banana chips. It seemed to have a really good time playing with the steering wheel. The truck smells really bad this morning.
Stella also noticed fresh bear claw marks from the trees in the woods behind her grandparents' house over the weekend.
Sendrick.
A bear also took Adam's trash and his neighbor's and tore
the We're not on right now.
We are still seeing ducks and swans on area lakes and ponds.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
That was a nice report, although I don't know about having a bear come in the window of the truck. That is amazing. Just after some banana chips, that is just incredible. I hope that never happens to me. There have been a lot of robins around. I've been seeing big flocks of robins at my house. I have a bunch of decorative apple trees, and they are very attractive to the robins. And so I have maybe 30 or 40 robins staying at my house right now steadily and eating wildly from the apple trees. They don't seem to be getting so drunk that I can approach them, but there are a lot of them having a dinner at my house. Our next report comes from Alexandra Lucia's class at Apple Blossom School in Bemidji.
Greetings!
And salutations!
This is October
9th,
2024. We are reporting from a Bemidji Apple Blossom. I saw a pileated woodpecker. Oren saw the basswood leaves falling faster. I saw a goose. Silas saw a red-winged blackbird. Lewis saw a woolly bear caterpillar.
Strother saw three mallards flying into the lake. Ivy saw a duck on Lake Irvin. I saw sap on a red pine. Alexandra saw frost on the ground.
I saw a crow. Multiple students saw northern lights. The box elder was leaf bare, but there are still green leaves on the willow trees. Some kids saw an autumn meadowhawk. Thank you.
Signing off.
That was a great report. Lots of fun there. I've been watching for dragonflies, and I have not seen any this past week. I think it's been a little bit too cold around my house. Thank you for that great report. I look forward to more from them. That is an interesting little group there that get in and report a lot of younger students, and it's interesting to hear what they have to say and what they're seeing. Our next report is from Nate Lindner's class at Cohasset Elementary School, and we are hearing from Jeff and Anna.
Hello, I am Jeff, and
I am Anna. We are in Mr. Lindner's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
Our class has noticed that our tree color is at the peak of its color. This week, we also checked out the DNR fall color map, and it agreed with our observations. On our nature walk, observed the color percent of the following trees. Sugar maple at 50%, cottonwood at 5%, tamarack at less than 5%, ash at 75%, red osier dogwood at 95%, trembling aspen at 75%, silver maple at 75%, burr oak at 75%, cedar with increasing brown leaves, and needles falling from the Norway pine.
We also saw some flowers in bloom, like dandelions. The cattails are also starting to disperse seeds. We also saw a grasshopper, woodpecker, and robins. We also heard a tree frog croaking. So far on our phenology list of the first and last of fall events, we have seen a butterfly on 10-10 and last snake on 10-6. This could change in the coming days.
Thank you for listening to our phenology report. We are looking forward to another week of observations.
Like Mr. Latimer always says, onward and awkward.
Thank you, Jeff, Anna. Nice report. Those kids are really, really starting to get into the whole idea of phenology there. We go out every week and we look at certain trees and we look and see how they're doing in terms of their developments. And as we're doing that, we also keep track of the other things. The tree frog, for instance, I had to explain to them that it was not a bird and that it sounded like a bird. But if you listen carefully, you would find that the sound didn't move. And that's how I discovered that tree frogs sing in the fall. I was in a deer stand with my bow and arrow one day, and a little bird was singing right behind me for about an hour and a half. It finally dawned on me that little thing hasn't moved. It can't be a bird. It's got to be a tree frog. So the kids are really doing a great job there. Our next report comes from Colin Cody's class at the East Rapids Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Aris, and this is our phenology report from Mr. Cody's third grade classroom at East Rapids Elementary. It was a stunning fall day. Our silver maple was very colorful and wonderful. The burr oak had color change and leaf loss. Our muskrat friend has been busy in the back pond. Dragonflies are still around. We have seen coyotes, robins, deer, bees, and I saw a hummingbird on the weekend too. All for now, Aris.
Thank you, Aris. Nice report. We did see a lot of interesting things. I did not see the muskrat, but I have been told that there is a muskrat living in one of the water retention ponds along the edge of the school there, and that it has come out into the playground. And I have told the children to avoid it at all costs. And I think all the students in the school have been alerted to the fact that if the muskrat approaches, you want to back away because they are not afraid of anything. I well remember a muskrat leaping like 5 feet and attacking my dog. Just amazing. They have no fear. So if you are approached by a muskrat, do like the children do and run. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. My name is Tor, and I'm your phenologist for this week. The month of October is known as the Falling Leaf Moon, according to the Ojibwe. The burr oak has about 80% of its leaves remaining, and of those, about 50% have started changing color. The red maple has less than 10% of leaves, and of those, all have changed colors. The quaking aspen still has about 85% of leaves, and of those, only 5% are still green. The speckled or gray alder has only about 10% of the leaves left on the tree. On October 8th and 9th, Miss Urban saw a flock of over 50 Lapland longspurs foraging in the field by the big and little kids' playgrounds. When the kids were near, the flock would fly in the air, spiral around the school, and land again a safe distance away. Ian noticed that there had been a bear around his house and it got into his garbage. On Tuesday, October 8th, Miss Urban saw a monarch butterfly migrating. On Sunday evening, October 6th, the Northern Lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis, were visible. This was the first geometric storm of October. Many observers noticed a bright red color. The Northern Lights were caused by charged particles from the sun interacting with Earth's magnetic field. The green colors are low-level oxygen gas, the reds are high-altitude oxygen gas, and the purples are nitrogen gas. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Tor. What a nice report, and what a great explanation of the causes and colors of the Aurora Borealis, which were spectacular this last week. So I hope you got a chance to check them out and enjoy them. They are really well worth getting out and looking at. The Lapland Larkspurs, I don't see them around Grand Rapids very often, but I have seen a few over the years, and they are an interesting little bird, and to watch them in big flocks like that must be quite an event and very, very much fun. Our next report comes from the first half of Waconia Middle School's trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Colton
and Izzy from Waconia Middle School reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center. We had a perfect autumn weather with a high temperature of 68 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 28. The warm sun brought the cold-blooded critters out, including two painted turtles that were spotted sunning themselves on a log in Long Lake. Garter snakes were abundant and a handful were seen around their hibernacula. In the forest, our group also found purple aster and winterberry hollies, filled with red berries. In the bog, we were surprised to see a red squirrel and noted that the cotton grass has gone to seeds and poofs are riding in the wind. Tamaracks in the bog are about 20% golden, and when we shook them, it rained needles. On a hike in the woods, a group encountered a ruffed grouse. To our surprise, it didn't flush. Instead, it let us get a look at it before it ran away into a thicket. And a swan is still on the lake. No monarch butterflies were seen, making October 3rd the last sighting of the year. The cool nights have finally started the trees turning colors. We estimate that the trees are about a quarter of the way to the peak. Last year, peak color happened on October 19th. At about 10:30 on Monday night, some teachers and chaperones saw the northern lights and took some cool pictures. In the day and at night, it's a colorful time of year, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside,
and live connected.
Thank you, Colton. Izzy, nice report. Lots of great things. Turtles and snakes still active in the area around Long Lake. A few asters still blooming. Pardon me, the northern holly definitely have berries. I saw a bunch of them at my house. Cotton grass has gone to seed and they're starting to fly around. That's always a good thing. I like to see that. And their tamaracks are starting to turn. Ours are as well. Those in the swamp seem to be a little bit ahead of those on the high ground. And they saw their last monarch on 10-3. Now, I have a report of a monarch from my neighbor this past week, so there's still a few slinking through. Keep your eyes open. Our next report comes, this is the second half of the Waconia Middle School's trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center, and our reporters are Brooks and Quinn.
Hi, this is Brooks
and Quinn from the Gold Group in Waconia Middle School reporting at Long Lake Conservation Center. Summer weather returned with a high record temperature of 78 degrees Fahrenheit on Thursday and a low of only 39. Despite the warm temperatures, signs of autumn are everywhere, including leaves becoming ablaze with color. We estimate that the trees are about 60 to 70 of peak color. The red maples on campus are fully turned and are particularly beautiful red in a contrast of yellows of the aspen and birch. Those who stayed up were rewarded with a northern light show and a clear view of the Milky Way and Jupiter. We thought that we had seen the last monarch butterfly of the season on October 3rd, but our group saw one on October 9th.
Our group saw many tiny wood frog and a toad that looked angry. The squirrels and chipmunks are very busy getting ready for winter, and it's so dry that even the bog isn't very boggy. The bog puddles were less than ankle deep, and the Long Lake staff said that when wet, they can be knee deep. Our group found a raccoon's nest with the remains of what we think are turtle eggs. We flushed two ruffed grouse. We saw a few deer that don't appear to be wearing their winter coats yet, a woolly katabir, and a wolf spider. It's a beautiful time to explore nature. We want to remind everybody to unplug, get outside,
and live connected.
Thank you. Nice report. Great to hear from you guys. And as is often the case, another monarch on 10-9. Red maples are probably at their peak. I had them at my house. I had them at their peak last week on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wood frogs and other frogs out still. And the bogs are definitely dry, although I had almost half an inch of rain over the Friday, Saturday. I guess it was Saturday, Sunday. But there is a bit of water now, and that's always good. A wolf spider, not our largest spider. Remember, the really big one is the fishing spider, so don't be fooled. It's time to get back to our student phenology reports, Heidi. We've gotten a great number in, and always interesting. Lots of voices and lots of great information. We're going to start today with a group of teachers who were participating in the University of Minnesota's Phenology Investigations in Minnesota Schools program, which was hosted at Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, we are part of the University of Minnesota's Phenology Investigations in Schools, Northwoods cohort, reporting from the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade, Minnesota.
On October 12, 2024, we noticed that the weather was 52 degrees Fahrenheit with a light rain and overcast skies.
The days are getting shorter with the sun setting tonight at 6:31 p.m.
As we hiked around the south side of Long Lake, it was very quiet and calm.
The clouds really made the colors pop. The large leaf asters are holding on to the last of their white petals.
There were many varieties of goldenrod present today on our hike. About 5% were in bloom and 95% were in seed phenophase.
The raspberry shoots were still seen coming up.
There were three white swans on the lake. The beaver activity was non-existent in the area we covered. We are wondering if perhaps they move farther down the lake.
Deer scat is changing from a wet to more pebbled consistency due to their changing diets.
Turkey tom turds are in a letter J shape on the trail near the shredded basswood from a hungry pileated woodpecker.
We also saw fresh drill holes from the woodpeckers within a foot of the ground where the insects are migrating to within the tree trunks, likely due to the changes in temperature.
That was a very nice report. Lots of good things in there. Large leaf asters. I saw a few
the first rain.
Final flowers. A few final flowers of the large leaf asters. And I haven't seen a goldenrod in bloom at my house. Not for quite some time. Maybe 2 weeks. And a note about the deer scat. This is the time of year when their scat changes. This is also the time of year when the does will be licking the noses of their fawns to transfer the biology that will allow the newborn fawns or the new fawns from this year to have the necessary biota in their gut to digest the woody stems that they're going to be surviving on through the winter. So lots of interesting things happening with the deer right now as well. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Corbin CJ reporting for Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for week of October 13th.
Our fresh juncos appeared on October 8th and are busy searching for food under our bird feeders. They are competing with the fox and white-throated sparrows on the ground. If you check any outdoor fabric surface like a grill cover, you will find lots of seeds from a variety of plants stuck to the surface.
Tansy flowers are still providing some yellow color to our fields and meadows, but our goldenrods have formed white seeds.
Classmates have found predaceous diving beetles and giant water bugs this week on land.
White-tailed deer are starting to make scrapes in the woods. Large flocks of robins are moving from tree to tree eating fruit.
Black bears are still moving around, and some classmates have still spotted bats in the evenings.
The Asian beetles are gathering around our homes and garages.
Oranges and reds are the dominant colors on the trees in our area this week.
Sandhill cranes are still spotted in fields, not in large numbers, but small groups of pairs.
Black walnut trees have turned yellow and their fruit is all over the ground. Be careful if you pick them up, as they will stain your fingers brown. One afternoon, Last week, Mr. Katz noticed a group of tiny insects. They turned out to be minute pirate bugs, a predatory insect that feeds on mites and aphids, and they will bite you if given the opportunity. That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Nice report. Mr. Kaditz really has those kids tuned into nature down there, and that is a wonderful, wonderful school and a wonderful report that they sent. The juncos finally got down there. I'm seeing big flocks of juncos around my house and along the edges of the roads. Remember, the juncos are those little gray birds. When they fly, there are two little white outlines on their tail because the two outside tail feathers on both sides of the tail are white. And the rest is a dark gray. So watch for the juncos. Lots of them around. And they're really well worth following. Bats, I'm happy to hear that there are still some bats flying around. Bats are not like they used to be. That is one area of our environment that has really suffered. And it's kind of sad to see what has happened to the bats with the white nose fungus that is attacking them in their hibernacula. Sandhill cranes still around and lady beetles. Oh my goodness. The other day it was sunny at my house and the lady beetles were coming in just by the hordes, trying to get into the house, trying to crawl into cracks, find a place to spend the winter. I don't look forward to that. Our next report this morning comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Ellen.
And this is Finley.
We're from Prairie Creek Community School.
Way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
It's gotten cold down here. We're finally starting to see the leaves changing. Andrew finally saw the first junco on October 12th.
Sahil saw a crane and we're still seeing dragonflies, vultures, and bumblebees.
But we didn't see any herons this week, and we didn't see any toads.
Our classmates reported seeing many rabbits, deer, squirrels, and foxes.
Caroline even saw a fox squirrel.
Henry saw a mouse.
And I saw a hawk.
Sienna saw murmurations of starlings and a lot of seagulls.
Omni saw a flock of small birds flying right over her head.
And finally, Annabelle saw a large pile of walnuts, and now it's gone. Very suspicious.
This has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Finley and Ellen. That was a great report, as always. Sandhill cranes down there, mice, and lots of things to look at. The juncos back on the 12th. So we had juncos in Little Falls on the 8th, and 4 days later, we had juncos down in Northfield on the 12th. And so you can see the progression as those birds start to work their way south for the winter. And of course, they're just now starting to see leaf change. And down here in the Minneapolis area, there are some wonderful sugar maples and red maples, Norway maples, that are turning. The hackberries are turning down here, but there are a lot of trees that are still largely green. So you can tell just by looking outside your door, wherever you are. You may be here in the south, you may be up there in the north, but fall is definitely proceeding apace. Our final report this week comes from the New Stocks, and this is from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, this is Axel.
I'm Pearl Newstock. Tonight at sunset, we went to the Mississippi River to look west to try and see the comet C2023A3.
We couldn't pronounce the name. First, we found Venus, then we saw Arcturus. Then we scanned the sky halfway between the two.
Finally, it got dark and we could see the smudge.
It got brighter and sank closer to the horizon.
Have you seen the comet in Minnesota?
We heard about the northern lights, but we couldn't see any. How were they?
We wanted to give a shout out to Ruth in Spain. Bye!
Hola, Ruth. Ruth is in Spain. How thrilling. And they had a thrilling moment there to see Sinchukchan, the comet A3 that is in the west just after sunset. And as they told you, it look for Venus, and then the first bright star going west, going north, actually, clockwise from Venus, you're going to see a bright star called Arcturus. And about halfway between those two bright objects, you will find Sinchukchan, the comet that is now visible in the evening sky. And you're going to need a wide open view to the west, because it is low on the horizon. These objects are very close to the horizon. So if you're like me and you live in the forest, you're just not going to get a very good look at them. Those are our student reports for this week. That has been a real blessing to have that many observations come to us from across the country, across the state of Minnesota. And as always, if you would like to join this parade of observations, there's nothing stopping you. Just get out there, observe, put it in a report, and send it to us. We would love to hear from you, regardless of where you are. If you do decide to send us a report, please let us know where you are, because that's important when it comes to phenology.